Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers. Straight away center field, number 6 for Bryce Terang, and it's a walk-off for the crew of the ninth. 4-3, your final score. And the Brewers sweep the Yankees.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Joined this morning by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. Must have been a fun few shows, Dom, through the weekend.
Man, these are the games that I just kind of joke with my friends. Like, yeah, I don't need to get paid for these. But don't tell our bosses that too much. Because holy cow. I mean, what a weekend of baseball.
So how do we do it? Take us through. I mean, it was a blowout Friday night. The other two close games took 10 innings to get it done on Saturday. And then down to our last out there on Sunday. How do the Brewers end up sweeping one of the best teams in baseball?
Yeah, pitching and defense, man. I just think that it's a formula that, you know, it's tried and true in baseball. Defense wins championships, all that stuff. And I know Brewers fans don't want to hear that, given the style of play is pretty similar to what it was for last year. And they, you know, obviously got swept by the Dodgers. But the way I see it is that the Brewers did two things that were key in this series. Number one, they held down Aaron Judge for the most part. If you would have told me going into this series, Aaron Judge is going to hit one solo home run in this three games, I would say, yeah, that sounds like the opportunity for a series win, not let alone a sweep. And number two, the hottest hitter in the American League, Ben Rice, he went 0-for for the weekend. So those are the two big keys the Brewers kept down the Yankees, because the middle of that order is the underbelly for New York, a bunch of lefties, a bunch of platoons, a bunch of guys that aren't exactly, everyday caliber players.
Man, you got to admit, you had to have been thinking when Terang was up there, okay, I mean, it's Mother's Day, he's holding a pink bat.
Wearing number 2.
Yeah.
You know, he's a middle infielder. You know, it's funny because you think back to 2006, like, that was the first year the pink bat became a thing. And I was actually telling the story to Garrett Mitchell earlier in the clubhouse, saying guys were afraid to use the pink bat because they didn't think the wood was as high quality. No one was convinced that it was going to be as good of a bat that they were used to using at that time. And then it caught on like wildfire, and everybody's doing it these days. But for Terang, I mean, we're watching the dude become an all-star before our eyes. We're watching the dude become an MVP candidate before our eyes. I mean, tell somebody that who watched him in June of 2023, saying, like, this dude's going to be one of the best hitters in baseball in a couple of years. You just got to believe and wait to see the vision. And I think that's just another reason to trust the Brewers. When they say somebody's got talent, when they say somebody's going to be part of their future, they mean it.
A lot of talk about Aaron Ashby and the work that he's doing early in this season. Has 7 wins as a reliever, which is a rarity. Is that a bad thing, Dom?
No, it's an odd thing. I hope we can abolish the pitcher win because of it, if a reliever leads baseball and wins, because it's a reminder that, like, the winning record just doesn't matter like it did in the 70s and 80s, because pitchers just aren't going as long anymore, and then the rules change is when you leave the game with the lead and that sort of thing. So I just think that the way that Ashby has been deployed tells you, okay, he's an effective reliever regardless if he has 7 wins or not.
All right, up next, the Padres at AmFam. What do we know about San Diego?
We know that they can hit, and they're like a late-arriving offense. They're very interesting because they're older, they're experienced. But, I mean, even just yesterday, right, they get a 2-run homer in the ninth off Riley O'Brien in the game that they had been shut out to that point. So they're never really out of it. You've got to be cautious of San Diego. And obviously, make sure you're not trailing in the ninth inning, because you're not going to have a ninth inning comeback against the best closer in baseball in Mason Miller.
Yeah, Padres now tied for the lead in the National League West along with the Dodgers. Boy, that'd be something. If we somehow avoid the Dodgers in the playoffs, get the Padres, and then they're the ones. I'm looking ahead a little bit
Vince, it's May, what, 11th? I can't think about playoffs right now, man. We got to tap the brakes there, bud.
I'm violating my own rule. Earlier today, Don, we talked with Mark Tauscher about my contention that we actually spend too much time worried about that month month and a half of the playoffs and ultimately a championship, which we all desperately want, but we don't spend enough time just enjoying what was Sunday afternoon or through the weekend, the sweep of one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, I think that that's the biggest thing to remember. I don't care about what happened last year. I don't care about, you know, what's to come. The Brewers, you got to celebrate the wins, and you got an off day to celebrate it. You just swept the New York Yankees, and I'm sure you guys have played. I mean, Aaron Judge said glowing things about your team and about the stars on your club. So I think that's plenty to celebrate right now.
Hey, PGA Championship is this weekend. Who you got? Who you like?
For some reason, Ludwig Aubert keeps popping out at me. I think that he's due for his first major. I was on the tee last week with Stephen Watson over with our friends in ESPN Milwaukee, and that was my pick, and I'm sticking to it.
I like that. All right, no Scottie Scheffler, scuffling a little bit. You know, poor Scottie just keeps finishing second now.
Oh, my, yeah, poor guy, you know.
Terrible season.
Taking home six figures to finish second base. Oh, no.
What's the, hey, pronounce the name of the course that this is at.
Aronimink.
Aronimink.
Oh, we were close.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. We tried earlier.
Silly. Yep. Thanks, guys.
Take care, bud.
Yep.